the armored, one of the armored personnel carriers. You'll see a series of them and tanks moving along the main thoroughfare towards Tiananmen Square and then bursting through the barricades. This had come after a number of hours of clearly tension mounting around Tiananmen Square. Tear gas was used, shots were fired above the heads of demonstrators, but at this point, a little over 24 hours ago now, the army moved in with force, and you are about to witness in brutal fashion the kind of force that the Chinese army used to quell the riots. There was fighting. It seems almost in some manner ridiculous when you consider how the demonstrators were trying to fight back against the force of tanks, but they did. As you witnessed there, Molotov cocktails strapped to some of the belts of some of the demonstrators, but they went after some of the tanks and armored personnel carriers, throwing flaming bottles and other material on fire into the tanks and dragging some of the soldiers out. Now, we've heard from Tom and others, and you can sometimes see in these pictures moments of the highest tension and gunfire, flames, but in some ways there was almost in the background a carnival-like atmosphere on the part of some of the crowds gathered there watching this unfold in front of them. Here are some of the demonstrators storming one of the buses and grabbing hold of a Chinese soldier. One of the victims of the assault on Tiananmen Square yesterday being carried away by some of the other demonstrators in Tiananmen Square. Some of those caught in the square trying to save the lives of their fellow demonstrators after the confrontation with the Chinese. The faces of victory just a few hours ago on the part of the demonstrators and students. We've witnessed them for the last month with their victory signs and their smiles turned into now faces of shock and astonishment at the brutality they faced on the part of the Chinese soldiers who stormed Tiananmen Square. It's the north end of the square, the entrance to the Forbidden City. Mao Zedong's portrait hanging there over that entrance to the Forbidden City. As the army started to storm the square, not only those who gathered in it, not only the demonstrators, but the camera personnel as well, racing in the other direction. But as many of the reports have suggested, many of the people fought in a crossfire with Chinese army personnel at both ends. That there were deaths and many injuries in this exchange, there is no doubt. The actual numbers, though, are still in dispute, ranging anywhere from the low hundreds to the thousands in dead. the tens of thousands in injuries.